It's not a criminal violation to be in the U.S. illegally. That's why undocumented immigrants are deported rather than jailed. Cape Coral Republican Representative Dane Eagle is advancing a measure for increased sentences on undocumented immigrants for crimes like aggravated assault and murder. Under the plan, a serious misdemeanor would turn into a third-degree felony and so on. Eagle says the measure applies to violent criminals.
When it comes to some violent felons, we need to lock them up and throw away the key. And what we are talking about here are violent felons, where our taxpayer dollars should be going to incarcerate them.
Florida would be the first state to have a law like this. Courts have ruled undocumented people in the U.S. have protection under the Constitution. That means they have due process rights when accused of a crime. Eagle argues his proposal is similar to harsher penalties for hate crimes, which courts have ruled constitutional. But Scott McCoy with the Southern Poverty Law Center says not so fast. There has to be a relationship between the crime and the person. He cites a case where the Florida Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional for gang members to get harsher penalties for crimes unrelated to their gang association.
If I'm in a gang and I shoplift a sandwich to feed myself, there's no connection between my gang membership and the fact that I committed that crime. But if you enhance the penalty simply because I committed that crime and I'm a member of a gang, you're basically enhancing because of the status.
McCoy says using a person's nationality to treat them differently violates equal protection laws. The Constitution bars discrimination based on national origin. But Eagle says just because the court may throw out the law doesn't mean the legislature shouldn't pass it.
We don't, as a House, say the governor doesn't like this, so we're not going to pursue this agenda. Otherwise, it'd be a pretty silent session that we're having right now. The governor doesn't say the House doesn't like this, so I'm not going to pursue my agenda. We should not say, I don't know what the court's going to do, but I'm afraid of what they're going to say, so we're not going to pursue this legislation. The fact is, it is purely speculation, and until we present something like this for the court to decide on, it will always be speculation.
Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander says Eagle's legislation increasing penalties for undocumented people wastes money the state could spend elsewhere. And Ingrid DeLago of the Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops says making a misdemeanor into a felony hurts an undocumented person's chance to gain legal status.
Unlawful presence is not a crime. It is a civil violation. So we cannot presume that undocumented persons have no regard for our laws, especially those that were brought as children or who did enter legally.
Eagle's legislation is still moving through committees, but it will likely face legal challenges if it becomes law. The Associated Press reports Florida lawmakers have spent more than $230 million on lawyers since 2011. The Florida Supreme Court has thrown out several laws the Republican majority legislature approved, including the state's death penalty statute, drug testing welfare recipients, and a law barring doctors from asking patients about gun ownership. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.